You're listening to the award-winning Travel Planners Radio Show with Kevin and Sue McCarthy.
Hi, I'm Colleen Kelly, host of the national PBS show Family Travel with Colleen Kelly, and you're listening to Travel Planners Radio Show.
This is the Travel Planners Radio Show, and joining us once again, one of our regular correspondents, Patrice Rapley. You found something fairly close to home?
I did, Kevin. I know that you guys really enjoyed the Tea Safari in London segment on a previous show.
Yes.
And it's now time to have a Tea Safari in my stomping grounds of Seattle.
And I will preface this whole interview by telling our audience, when it comes to tea, Patrice Rapley is the connoisseur. She is the sommelier of fine tea. So tell us more.
I am very excited that a new concept tea shop has opened up in Seattle. It is called Steepology, and it's located on 4th Avenue in Seattle, not far from Pite Street Market. This fabulous new tea shop opened in April of this year, and it has already become the major tea contender in the city. They feature over 200 different varieties of high-quality tea, from black, green, and white to rooibos and herbal blends.
That market, is that the one where they throw the fish around and
the
everything?
The pike, yes.
It is,
yes.
It is.
We've been there.
Oh, cool. Okay, yeah, well, it's not far from there, and tea purveyors Joe and Andrea Raitzer moved from New York to Seattle. However, Joe is originally a local from Tacoma. I absolutely love these guys, Kevin and Sue. They have a unique approach to experiencing tea. They wanted to create a tea emporium that had accessibility for customers so they could look, smell, and explore all the varieties of tea in the shop, as I mentioned, over 200. You don't have to stand in front of a counter there where someone kind of wafts a tea lid at you to let you smell the tea, because then you're not sure of what you're getting. And I think that's why I like Joe and Audrey's fresh example, because they set out blends of these teas in front of the canisters, and they keep it consistently fresh at Steepology. So you're really able to see and smell what's in the blend. No one stands over you trying to sell you teas and pressure you. But if you have a question, they're always happy to help and explain more about the teas. And what I really love is they ship globally, and they only pack the tea for each individual order on that day that it's sent. So it's super fresh. And everything is accessible. All their accessories and teapots. It was so well thought out. I really like the environment here. If you visit Steepology, you can get a hot or cold tea made for you from anything you see in the shop.
Nice.
They carry all sorts of goodies like gluten-free poppers made by University of Washington students. And this is the cool thing. Joe and Audrey have also teamed to create meditation sessions on Wednesday mornings, and I think they're going to get them in the evening, for a half an hour. And I couldn't think of a better environment to do it.
Sounds good to me. Maybe if they had little pastries to go along.
They have some yummy gluten-free poppers there. And I have to tell you, I visited there a few weeks ago, and the environment was so conducive to exploring that I purchased 18 different kinds of tea.
Oh, I thought you were going to tell me poppers.
Yeah, I think my favorites so far are the lavender Earl Grey, outstanding and brilliant, and the cinnamon apricot rooibos, no caffeine. Great tea from this purveyor.
Before I go this direction once again, but would you explain to our listeners, what is a popper?
Yeah, I know. It could seem like fireworks, whatever. The little poppers are like little round balls. They're like peanut butter and chocolate, and they're little round yummies that are great to go along with your
tea.
Yeah, because see, I was thinking jalapeno. Okay. What about other tea rooms? Are there any others in that same area in Seattle that you like?
There are, and there are several on my Tea Safari, which will be put up on my site later during the summer, so people that can go from one shop to the other and actually take a tour with directions from my site. But we only have time to mention two actual tea shops. One of my other favorites is Perennial Tea Room, and this is located in Upper Post Alley in Seattle, again, not far from Pite Street Market. The shop has been in business, Kevin and Sue, for over 27 years. However, Audrey Paul and Alex Page purchased the tea room in March, I was surprised to find. But thankfully, they're brilliant people. They have kept the business pretty much as it is with over 100 teas, but they've added some great tea blends from Portland and Seattle. And a few of their popular blends are their Seattle Breakfast Blend, Room 11 blend that's like a perfectly balanced Ceylon and Darjeeling blend. And my favorite is their Extra Earl Grey that has a gorgeously strong aroma and deep body.
That's one of my favorites. You can't go wrong with Earl Grey.
You can't. This is almost perfume, Kevin, and I know you love Earl Grey. I think I'm going to send you some of this. It's really nice. They also feature numerous English favorites, such as English pea biscuits, Eccles cakes, jams, and curds.
Now we're talking. Any clotted cream?
Yeah, they do. They do.
Ah, good.
As well as lovely tea sets for adults and children. And it's a smaller shop, but they do have a few tables indoor, outdoors. In fact, I'll take you guys there to them and to Steepology when you come into town. And we'll sit in Post Alley and have a lovely cup in the warm weather.
I think you joined us when we were in Seattle the last time at the Fairmont Hotel, and they have an afternoon tea.
Oh, isn't that a beautiful hotel, you guys?
That's amazing. You talk about Grand Dame. That indeed is it.
Oh, it is. And the Fairmont Olympic Hotel in Seattle offers an elegant and sublime afternoon tea in the hotel's Georgian restaurant. I love the atmosphere and decor with its high ceilings, large Palladian windows, and magnificent chandeliers. You definitely want to dress smart casual, as you guys remember,
oh, yeah,
at the least, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I saw a note here, something about Queen Mary Tea. What is that?
Queen Mary Tea is another tea room that is located a few miles from downtown Seattle in the Ravenna neighborhood. They have an elegant Victorian decor that is accented with English bone china, delicate lace, and period wainscoting. It's just the perfect atmosphere for a traditional English afternoon tea. And what I love most about them is their authentic British cuisine is a huge draw, with their lovely scones, finger sandwiches, and all made in-house.
So there's more to do in Seattle than drink coffee, right?
There is. People would think that's all we do, and we have Starbucks on every corner, which, okay,
you do.
We do.
Yeah, come on, say it. You do.
I really want to relay that Seattle is also a very happening tea city. We have all sorts, and these are just a taste, Kevin and Sue.
And to our listeners, Patrice would know. Trust her explicitly when it comes to tea. As we wrap up, have you got websites for these tea rooms?
www.steepology.com, www.perennialtearoom.com, fairmont.com/Seattle, and queenmarytea.com.
There's plenty to look at there.
Where are you off to next, do you know?
I will be going to the Willamette Valley to do some unusual things there, which I won't give away till I join you later. And I'm also going to Mesa Verde, Colorado.
Excellent. I can't wait to find out what Patrice would do that you would consider unusual, because she does quite a few unusual things together.
Mm-hmm.
Thanks for being on the Travel Planners Show, and we'll talk to you soon.
We'll be back in a moment with more of the Travel Planners Radio Show on the Gab Radio Network.